Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hello, how's it going?
I'm good. I'm sorry, I just pointed at you there, didn't I? That's what I do on the radio all the time.
Oh, what? To sort of say start.
Yeah, and so you can talk now.
Go. There we go.
Yeah, how's it going, mate?
I'm all right, mate. I'm funky. I'm fresh. I'm ready to get going once again for some more. I'm looking picture. What podcast are we doing here? Looking picture. WrestleMania, is this wrestling?
You're not even convincing yourself there,
confused.
Are you?
Just confused.
How's a week of Tory government treating you?
Oh, mate. I am homeless and loving it. I'm not paying any tax because I don't have a house.
Yeah.
Don't have any income. Don't mind it.
No, that's not true.
Don't mind it.
I know you take a hearty amount of income.
I, not from this company. Cancelled my Deliveroo subscription.
Oh, right.
Cutting my cloth accordingly, my friend.
How much is that a month?
It's like a tenner. But it works out because you're paying a delivery fee every time, and if you get 4 meals a month,
how on earth is that going to make a difference to your household income on a monthly basis?
What do you mean?
It's a tenner.
I went to Chicken to get my own chicken at the weekend, so that's what I'm going to do.
Surely actually saving the money would be not spending 55 quid on Chinese every Sunday.
Correct.
But that's not a sacrifice you're prepared to make.
I'm not going to have Deliveroo take my money. Well, I could just go into Chinatown, get a takeout, and it'll just mean I underorder because I'm a terrible overorderer.
Yeah.
And it's getting to the point where it's not doing my body any good.
Agree.
And I can't be dropping 50, 60 quid on a Chinese every Sunday.
There were people listening to this who
will be absolutely astonished. Well, that's London waiting as well. There's London waiting for wages, but there's London waiting for Chinese food.
Yeah, but there's
Chinese
not a London
food.
Wait. I mean, I think if you canvassed people and asked them what an acceptable order from a Chinese for one person would be, the par would probably be between 15 and 20 pounds.
Yeah, because
there's not a 300% waiting in London.
Prawn crackers, congee, sometimes fried rice, I think we asked, spare ribs, crispy shredded beef, lemon chicken. You're already getting to the 50s there, mate, in London. It's just the central London. That's just the way it is.
Three meals, though.
It's the way it is. Well, it does last for another meal, but it's excessive.
Yeah.
And I'm not losing any weight.
But the point is that surely if you want to cut your cloth accordingly and save money, not having those things is going to be the way forward. You want to get some food and cook it yourself. Take your storage out the oven.
Probably.
Start cooking yourself.
I have been cooking a lot more recently.
What have you been cooking?
I had a baked potato in the week. Because I've got some, I can't believe it's not butter in the house, so I thought, I'll have that baked potato. Oh,
yeah.
I tried to make some hash browns unsuccessfully. It's been a long time since I made hash browns.
Well, tell us about that. How do you make those?
What do you mean? Potatoes.
Yeah, but how do you make a hash brown? I don't know how to make a hash brown. I'm asking you to tell me.
Egg, potato, onion. That's your main bit.
Well, pack them together like a little like patties and then,
yeah,
and
you've
then
got,
fry
the
them?
Yeah, they get very wet, so you got to kind of like get a kitchen roll. But the problem is, it's just the potatoes are already wet when they... You've got to kind of somehow dry them.
How would you do on Marcus Waring or Monica Galletti's skills test?
What's the skills test?
I told you before, it's the best thing on telly. Okay. You got 15 minutes to fillet a fish and make a salsa verde.
No, I wouldn't do very well.
Nor would I.
No.
I mean, you're giving knives away. We heard on Monday, you're giving knives away. You don't need them.
Yeah. Well, the problem is, like, when you sort of go, right, so somebody likes cooking, and that's all they talk about usually. and eating. So like buy them a knife. Buy them a nice knife, Japanese knife, because they're one of the better ones. Mm. Like bare minimum, you're dropping like 35 quid. Bare minimum. And our limit for the Secret Santa was 20 quid.
What did you do then?
So I had to go over and above.
Oh, that's the thing. For those listening,
I felt like
home,
Michael Scott in The Office buying Ryan an iPod colour, an iPod video.
I don't know that reference, so I'm going to press on.
All right.
But I think, just so people are aware, when the Secret Santa's drawn in Stakhanov Towers, believe me when I tell you, you are hoping and praying you get Pete. Because he will spend whatever he feels like spending, and you could end, I'm not exaggerating, you could end up with like a computer.
You could end, no, but you think, but if you think about something, right, what do they need? What do they like? And then you get that, and if that's out of the price range, you're like, well, it's a bit of a compromise, isn't it? And
I'm not you're supposed to think creatively within the limit. That's the point of it.
No, that's one of your little games that you'd like buy him a bottle of Locust or some shit like that. Like, this is what you're about.
No, that was a different game.
Yours is punishment.
I bought Jim Cowell two excellent books.
True.
And it came to £19.98.
Oh, hello.
So get on that.
Oh, are you in the £9.99 section? Books are expensive, aren't they?
Not for the amount of joy you get out of them, though.
No.
You probably get a solid week's reading out of those.
What if it's a naughty book? What if it's a book that you shouldn't be reading?
Like what? Give us
Lady
an example.
Lady Chatterley's Lover.
Why shouldn't you be reading that?
Mein Kampf.
Okay.
Oh, I just bit the inside of my mouth.
You shouldn't be reading Mein Kampf.
I said something a bit naughty on the WhatsApp thread last night, and everyone gave me pelts for it, and then the lights went out.
Wow.
I had a massive power cut for 5 seconds.
And now you've just mentioned Mein Kampf and bit in your
and
cheek.
And bit into my cheek.
Yeah.
The world's giving me punches back.
The big man upstairs has got
angry.
His eye on you, mate.
God.
I watched The Irishman this week.
Oh, yeah?
Have you seen it?
No, I've just heard everyone whinging about how long it is because they're fucking babies.
No, I didn't mind that. Watched it in two sittings.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's fine.
It's fine, yeah.
Oh, I don't like things that are long, but I will watch 42 episodes of 90 Day Fiancé back to back. It's
What's
good.
90 Day Fiancé?
That's like a TLC show that my wife and I watch. what was I going to say? Yeah, it's good, The Irishman.
Mm.
One thing I would say about it is that, do you know how they made it? You had the chat about how they made it.
Yes, all the de-aging and all that business.
Yes, they de-aged De Niro, Pesci, I want to say, and someone else. Doesn't matter. And because it's set in different time periods. Pacino was the other one. And what's really interesting about it is it kind of works to the point where you forget about it and it looks great.
Mm.
And it's a really cool thing. But it doesn't work when they're moving because right. They still move like old people.
Yeah, I think so. It doesn't need to throw a punch at one point, but they're just kind of like they're
well, there's a scene when he kicks someone in and it just looks ridiculous. And it really takes you out of it.
Why wouldn't they have just got someone a bit younger? You know, same build, but like who could actually throw, you know, move a little bit.
Yeah, like it's like a stunt double effectively.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you put someone's head on someone anyway.
I don't know why they couldn't have shown, because Scorsese is a brilliant director, obviously. He could have just shown what was going to happen and then just panned the camera away. And that would have still...
Oof!
Yeah.
You just punched me like a 25-year-old.
But at one point in the beating up, he's stamping on someone's hand.
Yeah.
And he's like stamping like the old guy in The Simpsons. It's like, it's not going to hurt your
you
hand.
You can't move.
It's not going to hurt him.
It's a bit WWE.
Yeah. So that aside, it was. But the thing is, there's no one better than Scorsese at doing those kind of beautifully lit, amazing gravitas kind of discussions between like heavyweight actors. Like, you know who else is in it? Stephen Graham, who's fucking brilliant.
Yeah.
He's such a good actor.
Does he play an American?
He plays his
American accents. Because obviously Scott says he cast him in
Boardwalk Empire. He plays an Italian American called Tony Pro, and he's excellent in it. He's really good. He's just a great actor.
My Tony Pro.
He sounds like that, yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds like that, cool. Yeah. You sound like a bit like Harry Hill doing it. But it sounds similar, yeah. But anyway, it's a good movie.
Good,
I enjoyed it. It's also, I mean, it's obviously set, I presume it's a fictionalized account of a non-fiction instance of Teamsters and Jimmy Hoffa and all that kind of stuff. So it's got a lot of nods to history in it as well. So it's well worth a watch.
I've not watched anything apart from The Office US. I'm just going through all of the shows. I don't know why. It's like a comfort blanket for me. Maybe I'm just, you know, maybe I'm having some tough times in the dark recesses of my mind. I just want something comfortable, but I feel all right.
What shows fall under the term comfort blanket for you? Because I'll probably say
I never rewatch stuff.
Mine's The Thick of It, The Inbetweeners, UK Office, Alan Partridge.
Yeah.
They're my comfort blanket go-to shows.
Yeah, no, I never rewatch stuff invariably, but it's just something that I'm just sort of catching myself doing for 3 hours every night.
Have you played any video games?
Nope. I downloaded, there was a video game, not Expo, like a video games award show over in California last week. And there was a video game company that produced a game called What the Golf?
Right.
A cutesy kind of like wacky golf game. And they trolled everyone by bringing into the auditorium golf balls and they rolled them down the auditorium, like through people's legs and stuff, all the way through the rather dull broadcast of this award show.
Why?
They said because the award show was very boring, which it kind of is, but also, it made me, I heard about the story and it made me download the video game, What the Golf.
Is it good?
I've not played it. Right. It's one of those things. The thing about mobile gaming is I'll install stuff and I'll never touch it again.
I thought you liked that Goose game.
Excellent. Wonderful.
Yeah?
Wonderful.
Is it Pete Donaldson's game of the year?
It's my game of the year. No, Control is my game of the year, which is about a sort of psy-ops kind of woman who can bend the world and move the world around. And she's like the CEO of a company that's doing some weird paranormal stuff in other realities. And it's beautifully put together by the same people who did Max Payne. Remember that?
Okay, yeah, I do.
And they, I can see you're kind of like glazing over.
No, what formats is it available on? Is it available on Switch?
PC and the PS4 and the Xbox, I believe. The big boys.
No Switchy.
No Switchy.
Damn.
Mate, technology, it's too technologically advanced. It's beautiful.
For the Switch?
It's a beautiful game. It's a beautiful game. So yeah.
My game of the year is Legend of Zelda, Breath of the Wild.
I think there's a second one coming out now.
Yeah, there is. So, yeah. They're making it. Yeah, they are making
it. Cool.
All right, good stuff. And so when do you finish at Absolute Radio?
When does this come out? I finished this Sunday live, last live shows, Sunday.
Interesting. Okay.
Might go so out we'll with a tirade. Who's that guy who did a tirade? Yeah, there are people who are against me on air.
Well, Danny Baker did one, didn't he? Complaining about paying conditions on a live on the BBC.
Did he? Right, okay.
And of course,
yeah.
There was that guy who shot himself in the head at the Stock Exchange. You could do a sort of finger in the middle.
Was that right? The guy shot himself in the head. Bud Dwyer.
Cut your own arm off, something like that.
Yeah. I mean,
are you having a leaving party?
To be honest, one of the DJs did just spill coffee all over the desk, so I probably won't be fluiding everywhere. It's incredibly destructive.
Why don't you have a leaving party, but on Christmas Day?
Yeah.
See who turns up. See who really likes
me. See who really likes me. Your mum and my dad.
I won't be invited, but no. If I was, I wouldn't be there.
No.
I've got nothing else for you, Pete Donaldson, so why don't we have a quick little break and then we'll work through a lot of these emails.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
So, the first step is to find the right position for you. Put your hands down and lower your chest to the ground. Just do that and pretend that you're holding poop in. And it should sound a lot like this.
The payoff's always so good.
It's the crisps. I'm still not bored of it.
It's good.
Still real to me, damn it.
You're not bored enough of it to change the jingles?
Nope.
No. And why would you be? Hello at lukeandpeteshow.com is the place to email us. We've got a lot of stuff to get through, but please do still send them through. We'll get to them eventually. Pete, do you want to go first?
I'll go for... I can't go first.
All right, I'll go first. I just get concerned that people hear too much of me, and I get blamed for it, but in reality, it's because you're an absolute... You're a husk of a human being, and you can't get your shit together. Is that unfair?
You're just a big old gas bag.
Yeah, I am.
Right, hello to Sam in Nottingham. Evening, guys. Long time listener to The Ramble and The Luke and Pete Show. First time email. I thought I had to get in touch to contact you about the Christmas dinner extras chat. Although I've never heard of sausage meat as an extra on the plate, an ex-girlfriend's family would serve hot ready salted crisps.
What?
With all Sunday roast and Christmas dinner.
What the? Where has that come from?
Whoa, I've never encountered this anywhere. And upon asking why they would serve this, they assured me that it was a Midland tradition. Can you or anybody else let me know if this is correct? Luke is an avid watcher of MasterChef. Who's your favourite for the win? Will it have won?
I'm a bit behind.
Right.
So I'm not going to, I don't know if I can say because it's going to instantly make me look ridiculous. Because I've been away and then my wife was away for a bit and we watched it together. I'm not at the semi-final stage yet.
Right. So who would you have said at that point was the best?
I really like this one girl left in it. I really like her. She's called Olivia. Right. She's very good. And there's another guy, I want to say called Stu, who I think is good as well.
Yeah.
Don't fucking spoil me. You're tapping away. Don't spoil me.
I'm just saying in the next round, she served veal and got kicked off for being rotten.
Yeah. Out of order. Right. I've never heard ready salted crisps anywhere near a roast dinner. And I think, I'm just trying to think of myself in that position. If I was going to someone's house for dinner for the first time and they said, come over, have a glass of wine on the Sunday roast, I'd love that. Get there. They serve up really sort of crisps. I'm definitely going to respectfully and politely ask what the situation is here.
What do you mean, as in? Yeah,
well, I would mention it. Would you not mention it?
Yeah.
He doesn't say, does he? But Sam, is it Sam?
It is Sam, yeah.
Yeah, he doesn't say, but is that in lieu of roast potatoes, do you think?
No, God, no. It'd just be on the side.
What, in addition to roast potatoes?
In addition to roast potatoes.
What would you do if your mum served it up at Christmas this week, next week?
I'm thankful. And crumble them on top of everything to give it a bit of flavour. Sorry, ma'am. She doesn't listen.
When I was a student, did you ever used to have that little drinking game called the three-course meal?
No.
Was it four-course meal? Four-course meal. So what it was, was you'd have your starter, main, dessert, and cheese and biscuits courses.
Right.
And it's 4 pints. If you listen at home, don't do this. It's probably really irresponsible. But the chat was that the average human stomach couldn't take 4 pints of liquid.
Right.
And so what,
I don't buy that.
So what? Well, I don't want people to do it because it's probably quite dangerous. But it's what used to happen at university when I was there. And so you'd have your 4-course meal. So the first course was I believe a pint of lager.
Right.
Second course was your main course. It was a pint of Guinness with crisps on top.
Right.
Right. And the third course was your dessert, which was your cider, and the fourth course. Was your cheese and biscuits? And it was a pint of lemonade. So basically, the idea
cloudy
being,
or cloudy or Schweppes.
No, but Schweppes.
Schweppes.
So
right.
The point being, that tips you over the edge and makes you puke because there's so much gas going on. And that's the only time I've ever heard of ready sort of crisps being eaten outside of the packet environment.
I think I could handle that, to be honest.
There's no way you could do that,
mate. There is. I've done like 5 pints without breaking the seal. I swear, I have.
But not. You got to down them.
Yeah.
You've not downed 5 pints in a row before. I know you well enough to know you've never done that. Never done that.
I've drank 4 or 5 in rapid succession and not gone to the loo and went, Jesus Christ, I've not gone to the loo yet. And then begins.
Did you feel bloated?
What?
Did you feel bloated?
Yeah, of course you do.
Yeah. I remember people doing that at house parties when I was at uni and most of them, to put it in perspective, most of them had to be done in the bathroom. It's horrendous. It's horrendous behaviour. I don't endorse it. And I certainly did not endorse ready sort of crisps on a fucking roast dinner.
We should do it.
As soon as they make contact with the gravy, it's over.
No, it would provide an unwelcome kind of like, it'd be like eating a contact lens. Blech.
I think Sam should get back in touch after he's got an explanation from his wife or his girlfriend's family, because that is mental.
Mm.
But while we're on the subject of roast dinners,
I'm sure you know Olivia, but it's not. I don't know anything about it. It's her biog. She was born in Worcestershire, Worcestershire.
Who?
And educated in Shropshire. Your favourite from the MasterChef.
Oh, stop this.
I'm not doing it.
Right.
You're such a silly when it comes to spoilers.
We had a big row once in this very studio because you wanted to talk about the end of Game of Thrones.
Didn't want to talk about
the end of Game of Thrones. A day after it came out.
Talk about the Starbucks cup in Game of Thrones. That massive Game of Thrones touchstone that everyone...
Yeah.
That had so much to do with the narrative.
But I didn't know at that point Daenerys Targaryen was buying a coffee at Starbucks. So it was a spoiler for me. While we're on the subject of roast dinners, this one from Simon's good, because Sam mentioned sausage meat there. Mm. There's an email here from Simon on that subject. He says, "Dear Luke and Pete, I want to weigh in on the sausage meat at Christmas topic. Firstly, my family has always had this. It's epic, especially when paired with cranberry sauce. But then again, what isn't? However, I have a story that centres around Christmas sausage meat." What a sentence. My parents spent about 25 years of their working life in the Middle East, as my dad was a civil engineer and worked out there designing roads and bridges. And because of this, we spent a lot of time in Kuwait and Qatar,
cool.
both as kids and then after we'd left home. One recent Christmas, we visited my folks out there. And as a family, we snuggled, and a family member smuggled some sausage meat with them. Smuggling sausage meat. I mean, it sounds like it should mean something else.
Yeah.
For some reason, my mum cooked this in a small countertop convection oven rather than the main oven itself. And while it was cooking, yeah. I opened the door to see what was in there as I was looking for oven space, then closed it and pressed the start button again.
Right.
No harm, no foul, or so I thought. We had a textbook Christmas dinner, followed by a lazy afternoon and an evening tea of leftovers. My brother retired reasonably early, complaining of not feeling great. I went to bed my usual time after everyone else had already gone. I was awoken at about 1 a.m. by a sound I can only describe as what I would imagine an exorcism sounded like. After investigation, it was my brother being repeatedly and violently ill. We concluded he must have picked up a bug that had developed that afternoon, so I went back to bed. About 2 a.m., I woke up feeling like every part of my insides wanted to escape, and I rushed to the toilet and replicated my brother's feat, coupled with vicious diarrhea. Mm. My brother then woke and had a repeat performance in another toilet. Cue a few hours of both of us keeping the whole house awake with our illness. And to make matters worse, the water at my parents' place was driven by a water pump, which chose that moment to break.
Oh, no.
Luckily, my dad is a bit of a DIY master, so he coaxed it back to life. The next 48 hours was pretty rough, and it was generally concluded it must have been the sausage meat that I interrupted cooking, although I dispute that to this day, as when I opened the oven, it hadn't been on that long. And so if the oven hadn't started again, I think we'd all noticed we were eating cold, raw sausage meat. Anyway, don't let my story put you off sausage meat. It truly is the king of Christmas side dishes. Merry Christmas, Simon. I like that Simon sent us that story partly because of its relevance, but also as an airing of grievances, which of course Christmas is traditional for.
Yeah, he's done well there. He's ruined everything.
What would you say is the grievance you'd like to most air with me at this Christmas, Pete?
What do you mean? As in, what, a time to air grievances?
Yeah.
Just don't get worried about spoilers. I'll never do it.
What's the cut-off for spoilers, though? If you want to talk about a show on this show...
A year?
Yeah. Okay, so a calendar year since the last episode came out.
Yeah, and then that's absolutely fine, I think.
I think that sounds reasonable, to be honest.
It is. I'm a reasonable man. You know me. Mm. You know me. Max got in touch with a picture of he was in Belgrade a couple of weeks ago, and he found on a wall a picture of what can only be described as Rodney Trotter.
That's weird.
Yeah, just a drawing of Rodney Trotter and the writing in is it Cyrillic? Yeah, I think so. The writing says Rodney Uplonka in the language.
Well, in the local language, that's brilliant. Did you see David Jason's performance on The One Show?
I did, yes. He's
you don't a to man expand
out,
on that at all.
Man out of time. Man out of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Imagine if he got in trouble. It would be seismic. Men of a certain age losing their fucking shit.
Most of them voted Brexit. You have a pathological hatred for Annie Fawcett Horses, and I find it interesting.
I do. Send me the most interesting of Annie Fawcett Horses nonsense.
People listening,
I did a little mashup between Frasier and
you did
Frasier and audio Frasier.
You're gonna have to go on to sell this to an unsuspecting listening public.
One of our number in a WhatsApp group really likes Frasier to an almost insane level, psychotic level.
Yeah, agree.
To a degree that it doesn't deserve as a TV show. But and Luke likes to taunt me with images and things about Ornithos and horses.
Yeah.
So I decided to marry the two in what could only be described as hilarious pastiche. You know,
what a plonker.
Oh, Frasier, look over there. It's my fair Daphne. My love is as boundless as the sea. Oh, I appeared to be falling through a bar.
Niles, you appear to have fallen through an Art Deco walnut bar with brass recesses.
Oh, dear Frasier, I don't... Well, I'll have you know, Frasier, I actually bought the chandelier at a knockdown price at Bonham's. The damn wretch didn't even know what he really had.
Well, Niles, you have to get it home first. I'm a policeman, and I'm going to throw my dog, Eddie, at the chandelier and probably shoot a gun.
Do you know what I'm going to do if you die, right?
What?
I am going to persuade all your family and friends that you and I had a secret bond when we first met only over 40 horses. Right? And at your funeral... I'm going to find someone that you hate and I'm going to recreate the Del Boy falling through a bar scene at your funeral. If I outlive you, I'm going to do that at your funeral.
Make set up a little bar next to my coffin hall.
Yeah.
And push my coffin through it.
That's what you would have wanted, everyone.
In a trench coat going, play it cool, yeah. Rodney, or whatever the fuck he's talking to.
And Trigger. Huh. And then I would, your funeral cortege will be the London Paris Peckham, New York Paris Peckham kind of three wheeler.
That's what
you would have wanted, isn't it?
Yeah.
What about this from, let's have a look at their name, Tom. I promised on Monday we'd catch up on some gladiators chat. People who've met gladiators back in the 90s, etc. And Tom says, even chaps, you asked for occasions when listeners have met any of the gladiators. Well, picture the scene. It's June 1995. I'm 8 years old. And after my mum was made redundant, she did the same as Luke's dad and paid for me and my sisters to have a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disneyland.
Cool.
Although because of the gender pay gap, she could only afford Paris. So after spending a week having the time of our lives, it gets to our final day of the trip. And because most of the signs back then were all in French, we didn't realise the last day of the trip happened to coincide with the opening of the brand new ride, Space Mountain.
Cool.
Iconic. This being one of the most legendarily known rides in Disneyland, the grand opening was quite the spectacle, with even the newly installed president, Jacques Chirac, in attendance, alongside the following list of 90 celebrities. Boyzone, Danny Bear, and Andy Peters. Why are they all English? Or British? Oh, Boyzone are Irish. Anyway, the creme de la creme for any eight-year-old was the sight of several of the gladiators walking the red carpet for a ride on Space Mountain. Unfortunately,
call it what it is. Montagne de l'espace.
Yeah, Montagne de l'espace. Unfortunately, there was no Jet or Wolf, but Scorpio, Hunter, Shadow and Lightning were all in attendance.
Big Red.
A truly magic holiday made all the more special by some beautiful people, clearly on steroids. Keep up the good work, Tom. Can I say that? I don't know.
Ah, come on. They're all gigantic.
I've got another gladiator one as well. Just very, very quickly,
hit me, baby.
From Dave in Oxford. He says, to keep up with the show's advent calendar of gladiator meetings, I can help you tick off Nightshade. I met her while in the Birmingham IKEA during the peak of the show's popularity in the mid to late 90s. She seemed very amiable and happy to talk to a starstruck child, despite most likely wanting just to get on and pick out her flat pack furniture. Keep up the good work, Dave. So, I mean, most of the gladiators have been seen by our listeners in real life at some point. And I think that's something to be very proud of.
Come again with that one?
Nightshade.
Yeah.
In IKEA.
Right. You having that?
Why not?
Well, because there's an email about Shadow.
She should change her name to Lampshade.
Hey.
Carry on. What were you going to say?
They've got some very interesting news. It'd be quite a good game, I think, if you got like the names of IKEA products that seem to have no bearing on anything.
Yeah.
And then you had to figure out what kind of thing it was from the name.
Oh, on my radio show, I used to do a legendary, it is legendary, quiz every week.
Oh, give it the big licks. No, I don't have a radio show. Pathetic. I've got a radio show. Sort of I've had it for 5 minutes.
Sort of thing you should have done your radio show and you wouldn't have lost it. Pete, I used to
congratulations to Arbinder for winning MasterChef.
Yeah. Oh, you fucking wanker.
I'm not. I'm just I looked at the list at the
you
start.
You fucking
at
prick.
The start, at the start,
you absolute prick.
I was trying to think of a name that couldn't be... Andy, Arbinder. There's a lot of them at the start, isn't there?
Domingo of Little Oakley.
Craig.
Pete,
Debbie.
Pete.
Exorze.
Pete.
He's handsome.
Pete.
Hello Exorze.
Yeah, he's very handsome. Whoa. Pete. He might win it, actually. He's very good. Okay. Peter.
I don't know who's still in it.
One of the quizzes I did was Swedish footballer or IKEA, oh,
IKEA
item.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Racist.
Carry on.
Talk spot. apparently, Shadow was spotted in Tesco's about 10 years ago. He and the security guard got a call over the in-store radio to urgently run up the front of the store. The sight that greeted him sent shivers down his spine and also a tinge of nostalgic excitement.
Yeah, Shadow had some tough times.
Had some tough times. Shadow, couple of family-sized trifles under his arm, trying to run out the shop. The police arrived. Thankfully now, Shadow, Jefferson King, is a reformed character and works for a drugs rehabilitation charity. Excellent work, Shadow. But I think trying to leave a store while being dragged down by a couple of security guards, quite gladiatory. Do you not think?
Gladiatorial.
Gladiatorial. No, you can't say gladiatorial. It's gladiatory because the product was gladiators.
Gladiatorial.
Yeah, okay, gladiators are real.
Also,
gladiators are real.
Crucially, that's the actual word as well. When I was working at Safeways, which is now Morrison's,
yes,
part of my job, I don't know why they got me to do this. Mm. Probably, I mean, people listening will probably think it's because they want to see me get a shoeing. But the area I worked in had quite a big drug problem, mm, and they only had one security guard. They probably wouldn't get away with saying this now, but they used to say, if the security guard legs it out after more than one person nicking stuff, can you go after them and help?
That's not right.
I did that about three times.
Really?
I remember having to prize bottles of whiskey out of people's hands and stuff.
Mm. The Sainsbury's next to my gym, which is literally the only supermarket I visit just because it's right next to my gym. They used to have the honour system to defeat all honour systems on the self-services. There was no waiting. There was no scale. Yeah. So it knew what
Waitrose
you had.
Waitrose down there is like that.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, you know, they just assume that... It is much quicker when you don't have to wait for the scale to register something on there. But after, I think it's in a pretty high kind of like loss retention kind of area of town. So obviously, because you see people nicking stuff all the time, that seems reasonable, to be quite frank. They've started putting the scales there. And it's like, you've defeated how good this shop used to be.
No, you can't nick anything.
I used to run, what was that? What? They didn't have onions on the setting. Huh. So I had to put it through as...
What are you doing, buying onions?
What do you mean? For the aforementioned...
Hash browns. You don't tell me you put it through as aubergines. That's twice as expensive.
No, I put it down... Yeah, I put it down as something expensive so they couldn't shout at me because I'm so honourable.
Great look into your
Sainsbury's.
By the way, that Shadow story about the supermarket, I saw that in the email inbox, but I couldn't stand it up online legally, so I decided not to do it.
Okay, fine.
What do you think? Just leave it in. If we get sued by Shadow, that's probably quite a good PR.
Yeah. Is it? It would be our level, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably what we'd expect. What was I going to say to you? I think that's it, actually. Yeah, that's it from me. Yeah, so I did used to...
Might not have got caught.
I used to have to help the security guard, who was a lovely fellow. I think he was called Neil. Big, tall guy. Prize bottles of whiskey and vodka out of people who had stolen. I mean, it's very sad. It's a very sad situation. And they would always steal things like the high value stuff, like weirdly, like not nappies would get stolen because they're quite expensive, I guess. Alcohol, of course, all the rest of it.
Nappies quite bulky though. Razors, go for the razors. That's why they're behind the till, I guess. But
yeah, they used to have an honour system at one of the train stations for papers, where you just put the 50p or whatever it is in the box because people will be hurrying to get a train or whatever. I don't know if they still do that.
They don't. In like a lot of Japanese offices, I'm bringing up Japan again, but in Japanese offices, they just have like the honour system on. They don't necessarily have a lot of vending machines because there's not a lot of room, so they'll just have a little table where there's loads of snacks and treats and stuff, and you got to put your 100 yen in for whatever you want.
How much is 100 yen?
Like 75p. I didn't say what the product was.
No, what is the product?
Half on half an Oreo. I don't know. Coolish. Yeah. Oh, I love Coolish.
All right, let's get out of here.
All right, then.
Let's do this. Thanks very much for listening. Have a lovely weekend. We'll be back on Monday with more of this inane nonsense. To get in touch, hello@lukeandpeteshow.com. We eagerly anticipate and enjoy all of your emails, so do send them in if you've got anything you want to say or bring up on the show. Thank you very much.
What kind of name is Curtis?
Curtis, don't I?
He's one of the Lorena. I'm just trying to find someone who you might be aware of. Malin.
I know all of them. I've watched the show.
There's 48 of them, Luke. You can't know all of them.
I can't remember all of them.
Jesus.
This was a Stakhanov production. Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with something, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Anna Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.